A 61-year-old man has been arrested after a robbery in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality. The police say a man wearing a mask demanded money at the credit union in Dominion, left with cash, and no one was hurt. Manager Irina Guthrow says she is proud of the way the staff handled the situation.
So basically, there was no violence. It was basically in and out. And we have the best of the cameras that you can imagine. And what I do contribute to, I guess, the quick capture is that my staff did what they had to do. We have a procedure in place. We go over it on a regular basis. Could happen, maybe it's not going to happen, but let's be prepared. So I can tell you, as manager, my staff followed that procedure to a T. And we locked down the door and we did what we had to do. 911 was there in quick time, and they spent hours here just, you know, talking to the girls, interviewing. And like I said, you know, business is as usual today. We have to go on.
Guthrow says the incident unfolded quickly.
It was basically walk in. Just like if you come in and you sat down and you want to do business, that's basically what happened. There was, again, no violence. Just here we are, and was gone in less than probably 3 minutes.
Many people posted on social media that the staff was brave and resilient for returning to work the next day after what was described as a traumatic event. Guthrow says they were unharmed probably because they cooperated with the suspect and they remembered what matters most at the end of the day.
You know, of course it would affect us. You know, the person had a mask on and, you know, violence was the big thing. Nobody got hurt, because I say to my staff in my meetings, money can be replaced. My life, your life cannot be replaced. So I think that was why, you know, it was quick action. Just get them out, lock the door, and that was it. So all is fine. As I said, Bill, we have to go on. Things happen in the world, and we were very fortunate that there was no violence.
Guthrow recalls, although the operation was running smoothly, it could have went sideways.
A lady had just walked out in front of him. You don't know what his intention may have been. If somebody saw what was going down, you may have a customer that would jump in there, and then the violence would start. Somebody could have got killed. I'm just glad, like I said, we kept our cool. My staff kept their cool, and we did what had to be done, and the police were phenomenal.
Officers patrolled the area while investigators and forensic identification officers processed the scene. With information from witnesses and video surveillance, the police were able to identify a suspect who they later arrested at a residence in Victoria Mines. Meanwhile, the credit union is in the municipal district, represented by CBRM Councillor Paul Nikituk, and he applauds the police for making a quick arrest.
Listen, that's not good police work. That's great police work. The team really pulled together there, and you know, you got to give props to those guys. I mean, they acted quick, and they were out in the community, and they got the guy.
Nikituk echoes what Guthrow said about everyone escaping unharmed, and that the money can be replaced.
At first, you know, the first thing that comes out of your mouth and your mind is, was there anybody hurt? You know, was there any violence? Was there, you know, you think about the people. I mean, the money. I mean, that's a second, that's an afterthought. I mean, money is, who cares, right? I mean, it's the people that, you know, that were involved and did actually, you know, go face to face with the robber. But luckily, there was no violence and nobody was hurt.
Meanwhile, Nikituk says it's hard to imagine how someone could commit a crime like that in broad daylight around 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday.
That takes a lot of guts or stupidity. I don't know how to put it, but... Yeah, that's pretty brazen to do something like that, to rob a bank in the middle of the day in a small town like that. I mean, that's brazen.
Joseph Gerard Gallant is facing charges of robbery, wearing a disguise with intent, operating a motorcycle while prohibited, and 3 breaches of probation. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.